Members of the Republican National Committee meeting in Austin, Texas today elected Mark Roscoe as the new party chair. Roscoe is a former governor of Montana and a former lobbyist for Enron. Republicans at the meeting seemed confident that the Enron scandal will not bring problems for the party, but there are concerns about the continuing ties between the new party chair and his Washington law firm, whose clients once included Enron. NPR's Mara Liasson reports now from Austin.
Republicans meeting in Austin today are very confident about their prospects for the 2002 elections. They point to President Bush's astronomical approval ratings, the expectation that they will gain a few seats through redistricting, and their huge financial advantage over the Democrats. National committee members say they hope all those factors will overcome the historical tendency of parties who control the White House to lose seats in midterm elections. As for the bankrupt energy giant Enron and its multitude of political ties, Republicans are hearing this from the party's director of polling, Matthew Dowd.
I don't think Republicans need be nervous about the Enron situation. I don't see any sort of signs on the wall. The voters haven't sort of said, oh my gosh, the Republicans did this, and it's not a baggage that the Republican Party carries as of yet. I think it's a baggage that the Washington sort of carries generally.
Alan Novak, the party chair from Pennsylvania, says he's not picking up anything in his state to make him worried about Enron.
I actually met with my executive director this morning, who has been monitoring, as we always do, the calls that come in to state party headquarters and the emails and the hits to our website. And it doesn't seem to be an issue that's registering politically.
John Dowd, the party chair from New Hampshire, agrees.
Enron is not a political issue. I mean, Enron is an issue. What that company did to the people who work for Enron is a shame, and some people should be punished, I think, without knowing too much about it, for what happened to those people. But that's not a political issue. That's a corporate issue in that company.
These are the Republicans' talking points. They say repeatedly that Enron is a financial scandal, not a political scandal. They want to investigate the problems thoroughly, punish those who committed crimes, and make whatever reforms necessary to prevent something like this from happening again. But still, Enron was a major topic of conversation here. The new chair of the party, Mark Roscoe, is a close personal friend of President Bush's and a former Enron lobbyist. He has decided to stop all lobbying for his Washington law firm, but he will continue to draw a salary from the firm, Bracewell and Patterson, and he will continue to provide strategic political advice to clients there. He will forego the $150,000 party chair salary. Today, Roscoe defended that arrangement.
The bottom line is, I decided to do this because of my affection and my admiration and my belief in the President of the United States of America. I'm going to do nothing that in any way would even suggest something adverse to his best interest or something that runs contrary to his policy agenda or to the possibilities for his success. That's just the bottom line. It's just a very simple matter that I think some have tried to make more mysterious than what it is.
In public, most Republican committee members attending the meeting said they were comfortable with that arrangement. Chris DiPino is the chair of the party in Connecticut.
Don't hold anybody down for making money in America. It's just not fair. I hope he makes $150 million. I want him to be prosperous. I want his children to be happy. It's okay. It's why we're here.
But privately, several Republicans said they would be more comfortable if Roscoe cut all his ties with the law firm. That way, he would not have to be distracted by questions from reporters and attacks from Democrats. As one member put it, would it be better for the party if Roscoe wasn't working for outside clients? Of course it would. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Austin, Texas.